May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for October 8th, 2022. And today I'll be discussing the full moon in Aries, plus some videos and articles of the week that you'll never see in the lamestream media. These are videos and articles that provide conscious evolution tools and processes for our conscientious evolutionary ascent, also known as the time of revelations or the great awakening, which is the Aquarian frequency shift and the 5D quantum shift to the quantum age of unified field conscience with the effective sensory perception in the image and likeness of God, love, source, I am, or the Aquarian we are. This is the big drama on the world stage right now. The Aquarian frequency shift is bringing light to dark places within and with all. The dark side deep state is thus disintegrating, while a high state of conscientious common sense is integrating, mostly behind the scenes. For those who have been following the 2022 Great Turnaround series since the first of the year, you know we have arrived at that long prophesied time when Aquarian cosmic love goes mainstream in form and frequency in the hearts, minds, and souls of global netizens worldwide. So this is the Great Awakening to Revelations, a deep dive into both the crisis and a vast array of Aquarian solutions to the crisis. That's the good news, our Aquarian divine destiny. More on that later, but first, a cosmic weather report. Today we're under the influence of the full moon in Aries, which is exact tomorrow. And, there's kind of a 3-day window before and after, a full moon when you're under the influence. So it's a pretty strong influence now. And Aries is cardinal fire. And the moon in Aries has been aligned with Jupiter in Aries all day. So if you've had an expansive, spirited day, the quantum field astrology explains the psychology. And the sun in Libra is, polarity with the moon in Aries, but the sun in Libra is aligned, is aligned with Venus. So there is some balanced harmony and beauty going on. I mean, it's a gorgeous day here in Montana, and I'm going dancing tonight. So what are the cosmic tendencies with this full moon? The dawn of a new day reveals everything changed with the ever-present possibility of beginning again on a new foundation of universal values at the heart of global transformation. And many of you know that I've been talking about universal interface for global interaction since the first of the year, actually the last several years, with global telecommunications, telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, the TLC connection of Aquarian enlightenment and cosmic love principles. So with all respect to the astrology, psychology, and zeitgeist of our times, mankind has free will, so anything is possible. Cosmic love just makes it probable. The gold standard for an Aquarian golden age. So here we go with some cosmic love for your conscientious evolution, revolution, revelations. And first we'll have a reality report, turnaround time, pray for mass awakening. Now this is going to be published tomorrow. Excuse me. It's going to be published tomorrow. So you're going to get in kind of a preview of it now, but I'm going to go through it as the introduction to this cycle we've had from the new moon 2 weeks ago, the new moon in Libra, to the full moon in Aries today. So this is the reality report, turnaround time, pray for mass awakening. It looks like it's darkest before Aquarian Dawn, with all the lamestream media fear-mongering regarding virus danger, nuclear war, economic crisis, and systemic disruption of the food supply chains. So most readers of this, my regular newsletter, which this, again, is going out as tomorrow. For those who aren't on the list, you can always email cosmiclove@mcn.net. That's cosmiclove@mcn.net. One word, cosmiclove@mcn.net. And those who have, excuse me, been on the list are well aware of the covert agenda of power elite potentates to compel public subservience to technocratic solutions with digital IDs, digital passports, and a digital social credit system that is virtually a digital concentration camp where you are told what you can or cannot spend money on and can empty your bank account if you don't submit to the psychology of subservience to tyranny. I mean, you know, this is what we have to ask ourselves, and I posit this these questions to you. I mean, is it true that the West is being brought down by a corrupt power elite with motive and intent, as I referred to regarding the digital passports and the digital concentration camp? And are you aware of the godless transhumanism agenda to merge humans with AI computers? I've been discussing this the last numerous articles this last year, and my last show I talked about this. And would you agree that this is all a spiritual war above all? So based on your response, consider that there are only divine solutions to human problems, and that human solutions to human problems merely compound the problems, you know. So keep the faith, see the good, pray for mass awakening. As this quote in this graphic, those who are following along from the posting I have on this, this will be in the podcast, the link. I have a graphic here that's saying, it's a beautiful Japanese garden is the picture, if you can imagine that. And the quote is that nothing and nobody can harm pure love. This is by T.J. Woodward. So I'm going to go into with that little thought form of nothing and nobody can harm pure love. I'm going to go into a little thing on the Great Awakening process. This is the dynamic right now. It's very dynamic right now with this cardinal fire, this Aries cardinal fire going on, and the moon conjuncting Jupiter all day. Excuse me. So the Great Awakening is a process to deprogram the masses from brainwashing that's called mass psychosis formation. This has been a subject that I've explained with cartoons and graphics and articles and videos this last year. And again, this mass psychosis formation, kind of a mass hypnosis psychosis formation, is the creation of mass illusion and self-delusion. And for 2 years now, we've seen this happening, this formation of mass psychosis with a global coup that has been carried out all over the world, you know, planned for some time by an elite group of conspirators that are enslaved to the interests of international high finance, you know, the big banks. And this coup was made possible by an emergency pandemic that is based on the premise of a virus that has a mortality rate almost analogous to that of any other seasonal flu virus. So this global tyranny tactic has delegitimized and prohibited effective, you know, biologically correct treatments while promoting experimental mRNA gene therapy, which is obviously ineffective and which also clearly carries with it the danger of serious and even lethal side effects. So we all know how much the mainstream media has contributed to supporting the insane plandemic narrative. The interests that are at stake, and this power elite special interests that are at stake, specifically Big Pharma, and the goals of these groups of power, sometimes called the corporatocracy or the cabal, their goals, their intent to reduce world population, and making those who survive chronically ill, and imposing forms of control that violate the fundamental rights and natural liberties of citizens. And yet, 2 years after this grotesque farce started, which has claimed more victims than a world war, and destroyed the social fabric, national economies, and the very foundations of the rule of law, very little has changed in the policies of nations and the response to the so-called pandemic. So now we can witness a big shift turnaround from deep state coup to global uprising and uprising. So general enlightenment is this, you know, global uprising is in essence a spiritual quest for what is intrinsically real, true, and less delusional. This is the pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension. That's a mouthful, but you say it a few times, kind of tune into the keyword concepts. It's really the whole sequence of stepping down the spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, components to the capstone, the creative ascent process. The four sides being, you know, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, then the capstone being the integration, again, with that cardinal fire vision of the pyramid of self and civilization, pyramid meaning fire, pyramid, fire in the middle. So integrating the components to the capstone, the CAP in capstone, is the creative ascent process. And this is the process of personal planetary enlightenment, whereby each soul must mature in discernment between what is righteous, you know, universally true and holy, and what is, again, quote unquote, right in terms of social rules and politically correct groupthink. Now, the divisive disconnect between spiritual and secular right, quote unquote, right, has been said to be the cause of all dysfunction, dis-ease, and suffering. You know, divisive disconnect. You know, the old divide and conquer, dystopian deep state dysfunction. You know, and versus unite and connect, center and connect with the spirit that matters above all. So coming out of self-delusion individually and collectively can be awkward, confusing, and disruptive to one's quote-unquote normal way of seeing the world. So ideally, again, the new normal with mass awakening is a high state that overcomes the deep state. And it sure beats the alternative. So we're at a point of awakening out of a time of mass media mind control. Now, in the link I provided in the show notes, I provide some videos with the website that you can go to with that link. There's this narrative I've been oriented to basically, and some videos and some articles, and that'll be posted in the show notes. So I'm going next to a an article I did here about a week ago, It was almost 2 weeks ago, back at when the new moon, we were looking at the new moon was in Aries. I mean, the new moon was in Libra. And again, we go from cycle from new moon to full moon, and then back, you know, the moon wanes down, goes back to another new moon. Well, we're in the cycle of this Libra Aquarius relationship with the new moon. The Libra-Aries relationship. And what's happened is, over this last 2 weeks, there's been this relationship, again, from the initiation of the cycle with the new moon in Libra, and then 2 weeks to the full moon in Aries. And so we're talking about the relationship on the, it's called the 3-9 axis between Libra and Aries. And so the beginning of the cycle, I went into a kind of a, I gave a compendium of articles and a lot of infographics, a lot of, you know, cartoons, infographics, pictures, pictographics, infographics that have a story in themselves, which with an orientation to, you might say, the etheric blueprint of global civilization in a mass awakening cycle. And so the etheric blueprint in the fire, air, water, and earth are spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, four lower bodies of self and civilization. You have this understanding in the etheric blueprint of, you might say, the higher concept. And again, the higher one's concept of cosmic law, love, language, the greater the results. So the initiation of Aquarius, the initiation of any Aquarian cycle, any cycle of awakening to a higher state than the prevailing awareness. It's a catalytic process that begins in the etheric quadrant, you might say, of the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. You have the etheric quadrant, the mental quadrant, which is, of course, the higher mental body is the 3 o'clock line on the cosmic clock. The 12 o'clock line is sometimes considered in the cosmic clock. Is God power, and God control is the 3 o'clock line, and then it goes around to the 6 o'clock line from spiritual to more the mental, then in the emotional quadrant, and to the physical quadrant at the 9 o'clock line. Anyway, this is the geometry of initiation, you might say, of the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. Or you can say, in terms of social institutions, we're talking about government, education, healthcare, and the economy. And this individually, it's like the I am, I can, I will, and I do. It's like the geometry of initiation of more light and cosmic love and enlightenment and love, easier and faster. I know that's all a mouthful. But basically, there's a method to the madness of all creation. And the co-creation with the astrology, psychology, the last 2 weeks, basically, I've been giving an orientation in terms of what's called the etheric blueprint. I'm going to go through that orientation with this compendium now. Excuse me. Shouldn't have had that cheese before the show. Okay. So, again, this was published a couple of weeks ago, the beginning of the new moon and Libra cycle. And the headline is Global Transformation News Beyond Mainstream Views by a netizen journalist and cognitive dissident. And there's a graphic of the world, a picture of the Earth from space with a button on the world that says reset. Of course, we're hearing a lot about the Great Reset. But the real Great Reset isn't the World Health Organization's reset. We're talking about 5D veil thinning, Aquarius winning. We're talking about a reset with the frequencies of energies and consciousness on Earth is rising, uprising, uprising. 5D veil thinning, Aquarius winning. The mind of God veil is thinning, G-O-D in terms of geometric ordered divinity, and Aquarian love is winning. So cosmic love, Aquarian love, universal law, language, archetypes of being are winning. So we're winning from the beginning of Aquarius from this perspective. I mean, common sense may appear to be uncommon, but one in God loves source 5D plus still represents a majority of sovereigns. You know, the old one on God is a majority. You know, the difference between mobocracy and a Republican system of, you know, government of laws is ultimately based on the universal law language of the order of the universe. Call it sacred geometry, geometric order of divinity, the love model with the circle, triangle, square, or source, the source field, the unified field, sometimes referred to as, accessed by way of the fifth dimension or fifth dimension plus higher dimension, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. But from a 3D perspective in the earthy, 5D is a stretch. So 3D is one thing. 4D in time, leads us to 5D. Of course, in real time, moment to moment, we build momentum of being free in the spirit of universal law, language, cosmic law, universal law. And this is what represents the majority of sovereigns. This is what actually is the mediator, the universal interface for mass media mediation, for more light and love, easier and faster. So either we all agree to our unity, or most assuredly we will all lose our identity as the United Sovereigns of Earth at this time. I remember Benjamin Franklin said at the beginning of the American Revolution, either we all hang together or most assuredly we will all hang separately. It's kind of the same principle. But now the global revolution is now, it's a global, the revolution higher conscious, it's a global affair. It's not just the United States of America, it's the United Sovereigns of Earth. So this is the time of the 2022 great turnaround from deep state dystopia to a high state utopia. Now, we're talking about a process. This is not going to happen overnight. You know, like I say, it's kind of sometimes it's the darkest before the dawn. In Aquarius, we're talking about a lot of light that's bringing up for transmutation, a lot of darkness. And the 2020s, I've written about this for the last several years, the 2020s is being referred to in the cosmic scheme of things as Aquarian Spring, like Arab Spring, but we're not talking about the Middle East, we're talking about the whole world. Aquarian Spring, this next 10 years is a process. I'm going to be going more into the process as I was talking about at the beginning of the show. So the big question we need to ask ourselves is that, are we the people, the global public sphere, are we the people finally ready for conscious evolution revelations? Who will get it? The next big thing in the computer internet revolution, which I've been talking about for 50 years now, since I spoke to 10 agencies of the federal government and the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building on Capitol Hill back in 1974. So I guess that's 48 years ago. But anyway, some will get it, some won't. So what? Next, I've been ahead of my time for a long time. I don't, some will get it now. Some have understanding what 5D and this consciousness shift and Aquarian revelations is all about. Many people have already wrapped their head around that in philosophic, general love of wisdom terms. So here's a quote by T.J. Woodward. I use a lot of his quotes. It's one that I like. He says that, quote, "We are not in the 21st century looking for a messiah or a prophet to come. We are not looking to follow prescribed doctrines or rigid ideologies, doctrines or dogma. We are not now ready to listen to the evolutionary impulse that is propelling us forward from within and be guided by the divine intelligence of our own being." Sometimes we've referred to the higher self, the Christ self. I've been saying, and many people have been saying for some times, that we are at that cycle where we are initiating the second coming of Christ-like spiritual values, loving kindness in the collective consciousness of humanity. This is, of course, the Aquarian Golden Age of enlightenment and universal universal love. So we've all heard the expression, it's been paraphrased throughout history, that there's nothing more valuable than a vision that has found its time. So owning the vision, claiming the victory, is the pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension at this time. And there's a new common sense in this regard emerging in the collective conscience of the family of mankind, a new common sense. So new media has a new message for mediation of hearts and minds in an all-connected way. The instant everywhere and interactive internet has created a unified field of great awakening. General enlightenment with the ongoing global computer internet revolution has matured with higher conscious revelations for upgrading our effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about effective perception when we own the vision of, by, and for us as enlightened souls having a spiritual experience on Earth, you know, united sovereigns of Earth, the new us. So, again, we're talking about there is a revolution going on. It's sometimes called the fourth, it's called a lot of different things, but I've been talking about for some time the fourth wave of the computer internet revolution, with the integration of hardware, software, and netware, with heartware, education of the heart, a universal heartware interface for global interaction. And this has been maturing with, again, higher conscious revelations for upgrading ESP, or effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when we've got it, folks. And there's when we own the vision of, by, and for us as enlightened sovereigns of Earth. So I love the quote by Edgar Cayce, and it's an infographic with a picture of a crop circle that's got the capstone on it. And the caption on this is, each and every soul will become consciously aware of the ability to communicate with the divine. So that's the new normal that we can aspire to. The ability to communicate with the divine. I mean, it's already occurred in the continuum. Many have already conceived it and, you know, are awake and they've believed it. They're wising up to the whole truth and they've achieved it with this creative ascent process of the capstone. You can call it the divine destiny of America or the end of a dystopian world as we have known it. The beginning is near. There's a graphic here of Earth, sun coming up over the horizon of the Earth, like an Earthrise picture. So look at it this way, folks. In the 2D matrix, everyone once believed the Earth was flat. We now call that the Dark Age, the old BS belief system. 3D enlightenment gave us a round global worldview, a new 4D net reality with the internet has virtually eliminated time and space. And a global village with 5D capabilities is now emerging for the family of mankind as a sovereign whole, us as united sovereigns of Earth. So co-creation in the image and likeness of God, love, source for ascension is a lifelong learning process of becoming mind congruent by way of heart coherence. I've explained in previous shows in detail how heart coherence is basically a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of love, joy, and compassion, which is a technical explanation of basically when people are truly in their heart, when they are coherent, then they can be mind congruent. But smart without heart is dumb. You know, in other words, there's no mind congruence without heart coherence. There may be a logic to it, but heart coherence is like the fabric of the holographic universe is woven together with the coherence factor of three energy fields in the universe: heart, right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energy fields. The coherence is those radiant energy fields that basically synergize, combine and synergize a right dynamic and round magnetic energies. Actually, heart coherence is the round magnetic. I'm sorry, I got that mixed up. But there's these three different energy fields that are ubiquitous throughout cosmos. Right dynamic, which you see in astrology, and the quantum astrology, which is all quantum field geometry dynamics. You've got right dynamic energy fields in squares and oppositions. You've got round magnetic energy fields in alignments and, you know, conjunctions. And you've got radiant energy fields in trines and sextiles, different geometries, different energies. Again, form and frequency are not separate. So there's these, you know, these principles in the circle, triangle, and the square, which are truly universal throughout the quantum field. And again, astrology, psychology is really just understanding the geometry of divinity, you know, basically becoming God conscious in terms of geometric ordered divinity. So this co-creation process of basically empowering wisdom with love, this threefold flame, this is what defines and refines sovereignty, as initiates Aquarian communities of the Holy Spirit of love and action, with a universal interface for global interaction at the heart of personal and planetary conscious evolution, revolution, revelation. So I provided some hot links on this universal interface, which is the backstory of this computer, what's going on with this interface with the computer internet revolution for that makes it possible for mass-to-mass interaction, mass-to-mass communications, how to come into unity for real communities, social, political, and economic communities of the Holy Spirit of love and action. So this is, again, I'm talking metaphorically about a process of global mass awakening. Again, call it revelations. Called Great Awakening, Capstone Conscience, Creative Ascent Process, you know, Universal Law Language, Love Model, as a heartware interface. So the whole world is waking up to the reality of how we can own our own lives as sovereign netizens of Earth. You know, it used to be, United States of America, and we were all, and the idea of citizens nationally, but internationally now, you know, there's a unity consciousness matriculating the matrix, you know, of our oneness. You know, the new us is United Sovereigns of Earth. So it's an amazing world now emerging. We had kingdoms run by kings and empires run by emperors, and then we had the corporate world run by the corporatocracy, and now there is the long prophesied quickening as the rate of change accelerates with our instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities, as our culturing global social, political, and economic revelations. There is an awakening going on. You know that. That's actually the caption on an infographic that I include in the compendium, again, linked in your show notes. So net reality for global netizens, you know, networking for the net worth of net reality of all global netizens. This net reality, you know, has transcended time and space to conceive, believe, and achieve relations of relevance and ultimate reverence for the holy whole, how everything is connected and we are one. This is the first law of at-one-ment or atonement. You know, at one moment. There's a link on that with the whole compendium on the subject of the first principle, the first law of at one moment, the law of the circle, the law of the one. What goes around comes around. One for all and all for one, whereby we thrive forever as we commune together. The evolution of business is the business of evolution, and throughout recorded history, the currency of evolving business on Earth continues to be the currency of conscience. There was a whole compendium article on the currency of conscience, because conscientious common sense is the new revolution in higher consciousness. So there's an infographic, one of my favorites, called Awakening. And the subtext for this infographic is that each time a new person awakens to universal truth, the whole of humanity rises one notch. The higher humanity rises as a collective group soul, the more important it is to make sure that every aspect is in alignment. I would add, you know, alignment centered and connected, balanced in all four quadrants, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, government, education, healthcare, and the economy, fire, air, water, and earth, the archetypes, Jungian archetypes of unity and diversity. So again, four sides of pyramid of self and civilization, the New Jerusalem, City Four Square, White Cube. These are universal archetypes for referencing this process of mass awakening, whereby every aspect is in alignment, balanced, centered, and connected. So this, one of my favorite quotes is by Dan Brown from The Lost Symbol. Now, the lost symbol, you might say, and I have a whole website on this, is that looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization, that archetype, you have a basically a square with a cross through the middle, which is basically looking down on the pyramid. That's the sides of the pyramid. And a circle at the middle representing the capstone, the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual. When the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization are balanced, there is a synergy which is greater than the sum of the parts. So this quote by Dan Brown goes like this. For millennia, mankind had wandered in the darkness, but now, as had been long prophesied, there was a change coming. After hurtling blindly through history, mankind has reached a crossroads. This moment had been predicted long ago, prophesied by the ancient texts, by the primeval calendars, and even by the stars themselves. The date was specific, its arrival imminent. It would be preceded by a brilliant explosion of knowledge, a flash of clarity to illumine the darkness and give mankind a final chance to veer away from the abyss and take the path of wisdom. That brilliant explosion of knowledge has been the computer internet revolution. Instant, everywhere, interactive connection with all the knowledge, you know, to, you know, so much of, you know, all the knowledge of the world at our fingertips. A brilliant explosion of knowledge. A flash of clarity to illumine the darkness, to illuminate the darkness and give mankind a final chance to veer away from the abyss and take the path of wisdom. So another infographic follows saying that light workers are those who volunteered before birth to help the planet and its population heal from the effects of fear. And as Patricia Coder Roble says, quote, this is a cosmic moment in the evolution of this planet. And all of us here on Earth at this time have been preparing for lifetimes to assist in this vitally important facet of the unfolding divine plan. And I would add to that, the power of mass goodwill of all united sovereigns and the dynamic effect of instant everywhere interaction and the opportunity for well-informed public opinion as engages the greatest good of the greatest number are beyond belief of the 99%, feared by the 1%, yet going mainstream in 2022 to neutralize fear of the 1% and optimize faith with good works among the 99%. Very rarely has this dynamic power been employed. What comes to mind is Gandhi and the U.S. founding fathers, if not Jesus the Christ and the revolution in higher consciousness that he initiated for the Piscean dispensation. So there's an infographic that follows with an angel and two wings, and the one wing has got love and the other wing looks like it's on fire and it says fear. And then the subtext here is, which one are you feeding today, love or fear? It's kind of a good infographic that frames the concept that we're at a choice point. And as Thomas Paine said at the beginning of the revolution back in 1776 with his revolutionary treatise, Common Sense, that sparked the American Revolution. He said, quote, "The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again." So humankind, and this is a quote by Glenda Green from her book, Jesus Speaks, Love Without End. Quote, "Humankind is standing precariously on the edge of its destiny. It will either rise to a paradigm change or experience decline and possible destruction. This is an unavoidable confrontation. The options will be presented and the choices will be made." So, you know, love or fear, we're at the choice point. And as the great author of our free will universe has created a choice-rich environment for all of us who have the discernment to know how our enlightened wisdom can thrive, given one's pure intention to make it so. You know, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. So we are the chosen souls here at this time to witness the greatest event in all of human history. So I like this quote by Dr. Christine Page from her book, 2012 in the Galactic Center, The Return of the Great Mother. She says, quote, "Congratulations. You are among a select group of souls who won the lottery to be here on this planet at this time. The prize not only ensures you a front row seat, but also the unique opportunity to co-create the future of the human race. This is a time to remember." So one of my favorite quotes. Now, at this point, I have the compendium. Breaking up the narrative a little bit, there's a video from Awaken with JP, with one of my favorite humorists, great satire, saying, you know, when truth deniers go to therapy. Now, those who are listening to the podcast in the future, you can pull this up. Pull up the link, you know, in the show notes to this called Next, you know, this from 2 weeks ago, you know, this compendium, and you can watch the video. You can pause the podcast and watch the compendium, you know, when we get the podcast up. In the meantime, some of you know how and have already probably pulled up this compendium, which was published, again, for those on my list and my archive page. You can always go to the archive page of 2022 Great Turnaround Series, and you can pull up this compendium and pause it. I mean, read. You know, you can be actually reading along with me as I go through the narrative. And again, you can watch this video after I finish the talk today if you're listening live. So again, I'm live streaming this to 53 countries, English-speaking countries on the internet, and it goes into podcast usually within 2 or 3 days. So there's a few other videos. As for transformational news beyond the mainstream views, there's a few items. One from TruthStream Media, which is, you know, finally a win for free speech, some positive news. A great article by Robert Malone, MD, "What If They Threw a Pandemic and Nobody Came?" You know, sending an SOS to the world. And he's got great infographics, which I've included, following here. Some phenomenal infographics and funny. Some of them are really funny, great satire. Then there's some articles. One of them that follows the infographics, several of them, is and this is, again, headlined with a subtext, but the headline says, "Only adult children still believe U.S. propaganda." Only adult children will still believe the BS belief system in the mainstream media. So, again, the subtext is, "It should now be quite clear to any reasonable person that the Biden administration is hell-bent on destroying Russia and will even risk nuclear war in doing so." Now, that was kind of the subject of the satire video by Awaken with JP that I mentioned before. And I mentioned in the previous video I talked about earlier, I have videos by Awaken with JP on a regular basis because his humor is so brilliant, and with the satire where you can kind of laugh at the insanity rather than being taken in by it. You can get a little perspective on it. And again, if you can laugh at it, then you're beyond fear and you're on the way to love, hope, faith, and charity, you know, beyond the fear. So it's to have a good laugh every once in a while, that there is nothing to fear, and just basically being fearless is a good thing. So this, especially with articles like the one follows that was just published here about a week ago called Biden Launches World War III Under Cover of Hurricane Ian. Now, this is referring to Biden and the U.S. or CIA in collusion with NATO and Britain or whoever regarding the blowing up of the pipeline, the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2. Understand that actually the one pipeline hasn't been blown up yet, so there will be some gas getting through. But for that, I mean, the whole world pretty much knows that the U.S. was the only one that had the motive of intent and the means to take out that pipeline. You know, at least the U.S. in collusion with its allies, so to speak. So there's another article called, and this is a brilliant article by Pepe Escobar, who does great articles on the internet. If you can, you know, I follow his articles quite, and most of them are exceptional. And this one's titled, Germany and EU Have Been Handed a Declaration of War. The sabotage of the Nord Stream and Nord Stream 2 pipelines has propelled disaster capitalism to a whole new toxic level. And in reference to this, and the reason behind all this is from George Friedman, who is a CEO at the Chicago Council on Foreign Relationships. Council on Foreign Relations is deep state, folks. I mean, you know, this is the big corporate players, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, banksters, etc. And this is the quote that says, the primordial interests of the United States, over which for a century we fought war, the first, the second, and cold, you know, world wars, the Cold Wars, has been the relationship between Germany and Russia. Because united there, they're the only force that could threaten us. And to make sure that doesn't happen. In other words, this has been the issue. So Blinken, Secretary of State Tony Blinken, said in a Friday press briefing that the damage and disruption to the pipelines are being seen in Washington as, quote, a tremendous opportunity to disempower the alliance between Russia and Germany. This is what it's all about, folks. As explained by Mike Whitney in this article, the crisis in Ukraine is not about Ukraine, it's about Germany. And there's an excerpt, which I said in a quote, in a world where Germany and Russia are friends and trading partners, there's no need for military bases, no need for expensive U.S.-made weapons and missile systems, and no need for NATO. There's also no need to transact energy deals in U.S. dollars or to stockpile U.S. treasuries to balance accounts. Transactions between business partners can be conducted in their own currencies, which is bound to precipitate a sharp decline in the value of the dollar and a dramatic shift in economic power. This is why the Biden administration opposes Nord Stream. It's not just the pipeline. It's not just a pipeline. It's a window into the future. A future in which Europe and Asia are drawn closer together into a massive free trade zone that increases their mutual power and prosperity while leaving the U.S. on the outside looking in. Warmer relations between Germany and Russia signal an end to the unipolar world order the U.S. has overseen for the last 75 years. A German-Russia alliance threatens to hasten the decline of the superpower that is presently inching closer to the abyss. This is why Washington is determined to do everything it can to sabotage Nord Stream and keep Germany within its orbit. It's a matter of survival. And I add survival for the military-industrial complex and the deep state corporatocracy. Now, this is an issue I go into the corporatocracy with an exceptional quote by Lincoln, who is saying that this is, you know, one of the big greatest dangers to the Republic. And then for those who want to dive deeper in the ideology behind corporatism and all these major wars and world conflict, there's a video that goes into the understanding of Zionists. Then there's an article by Chuck Baldwin on the Zionists where he says they don't call Israel the third rail of politics for nothing, and how, you know, everybody knows that, you know, that the media and the news media knows that Israel is untouchable. That's assuming the politician or media personality wants to keep their job. Anyway, then this goes a little deeper for those who want to understand who's really controlling Joe Biden. It goes back to the Trilateral Commission, again, mostly whom are Zionists. Joe Biden himself said that he is a Zionist. You know, he says you don't have to be Jewish to be a Zionist. And again, we're finishing up with here central bank digital currencies are the bullet train to digital concentration camps, as I mentioned at the beginning. And I'm going to kind of finish on this note and begin to wrapping it up because this is important to understand. I began on the note, this understand. This is the great, this is the whole agenda of the deep state. And again, the quote here is that if you can move every human into a digital concentration camp and empty their bank account anytime you want and tell them what they can and cannot spend money on, then you've got complete control. We're talking about totalitarian global control has been their agenda. They're moving towards it. They're failing. They're being exposed. So anyway, keep singing and dancing, folks. Dancing in the rain isn't something that most of us are born knowing how to do. We learn it. We learn it from others. We learn it from life. The more we dance, the better we get at it. So basically, let me finish by just saying, dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. Be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.